Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just rejoice, Lord, to be able to come together and to know that your Holy Spirit is with us. Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory, Lord, for the things you're going to do even today and have done already. In a knowledge, Lord, that everything that we have, Lord, come from your word and from your promises. Help us to put ourselves in a place in which we can receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. So last week, we didn't quite go over all the things that I had prepared. And generally that very seldom happens. Anyway. Yeah, that's okay. But I want to start from the beginning. See, we were talking about the results of getting in our prayer closet. The impact, what we can expect by taking time by ourselves and spending time with the Lord so that he can do the things that he wants to do with us. See, that is where, you know, not just the surface things happen. You know, a doctor can heal you physically, but they really don't deal with the issue. They deal with the symptoms. When the Lord deals with you, he deals with the causes and the root causes. So that the things is gone, is disappeared, is destroyed. It doesn't come back. If he has done all the work that he wants to do with us. See, he is the healer. He's the one that provides for all our needs, and he's the one that ministers to us. Now, in Psalm 91, as I said last week, is a sum of all the benefits that we can expect as a result of spending time by ourselves in prayer, in our prayer closet, spending time with him, commuting with him, and fellowshipping with him. Now, all prayers is good. It's not just that this is the only one. But this is a special type of prayer that enables us to get in places that sometimes we cannot get otherwise. We need time with him. We need to rub shoulders, if you want, or you just being in his presence without any distractions so that we can go in deep enough. So, we start from the beginning. Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, you know, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. See, that is the thing. You know, the secret place is actually, you know, the closet that we go to. See, when there is just us, you and him. Nobody else. No even the other things around you. To distract you, you give attention. You focus on the Lord. As you give attention to him, he gives attention to you. He responds to your attention. You see, you can be going there and thinking about the supper that you're going to prepare or other things that are going to go in your life, and then you are not in his presence. You have to get in his presence. And in his presence, he's real because he's real. He's there. He's everywhere. But the point is, you know, his presence, we have to become aware of it. And we become aware when we focus on him and we start directing our attention to him. We are going to see much more of this later on. But even in other situations, you know, even when we are collectively together, in that case, the operation is slightly different, but it also can be even very powerful. Okay. But now, you know, in the secret place of the Most High, you see the realization that we are in the presence of him who is the Most High. See, that is his position. He's the highest the more powerful, the highest God that exists. Okay, so this is, we are in his presence. You know, if you are in the presence of somebody that's important, you know, you're going to be quite attentive of what's going on, quite excited about it. Well, we had the ability or the possibility, the capacity to go before the presence of God, the creator of everything. I mean, that should get our attention. We shouldn't be casual about that. We should be very determined and very, so that is, you know, it was a position. See, and your position is there to be in before him. Face to face. This is where intimacy is created. Okay. So, you dwell in the sacred place of the Most High, shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. See, this is, the fact that one is abiding, the implication is that he's not just there coming in and out. It's something that is a continuous type of presence. See, if you are not just there taking a few minutes and being casual about getting in and coming out, you are actually taking your time to spend enough time to produce the result that you want to see, that he wants to create in you. So there is a continuous fellowship. In abiding means that you are actually living there. So shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So actually there is, it's right on top of you. Is you are under his protection. Okay? And so because of under his protection, there are some consequences, some impacts. So what do you do? You know, when you are in his presence. That's the first question that, you know, you come into the presence of a dignitary, of somebody, the king, or somebody like that. You know, what do you do? Well, you have to say something. Okay. And this is what he's saying here too. I will say of the Lord. You see, you make a statement. See, the confession, our statement, our confessions are important. See, we take a position by what we say. And when we say the same thing that agree with what we believe, there are things that, you know, that's the way you get saved. That's the way you break through. So you I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Hallelujah. See, that's the thing. You take that position in which you establish who he is and the way you relate to him. So that's a good thing to a good way to start our interaction. Amen? Amen. Why don't we say it together? I will. Okay, I lost the place. Praise the Lord. Are you still there?
Yes.
All right. He's still here. Praise the Lord. So he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Praise the Lord. So you see, that is taking an attitude. See, attitude is everything. Because attitude reflects your spiritual position. Okay, it's coming, is what is on the outside, but is reflecting what is in the inside. Okay? So, you are taking that position and you're making this confession. So that's a good place to start anywhere when you start going before God. I mean, no matter what happens, this is really a good starting point because you establish a position for his position. See, who he is, what he can do, what you can expect from him. The fact that he is the Most High, and the fact that you are there, okay, with him, that you are going there as your refuge, your fortress, the place where you can trust. See, your trust is the basis for your relationship with him. Trusting God is faith. Simple as that. Okay, so when you are trusting God, your faith is operating. All right. So, What are the results of distrusting God? Well, there are a number of them. So starting with verse 3. Okay, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. So two things here. Well, first of all, it's deliverance. So if there is any attack, if there is any, you know, any under you know, situation that you need to break through, any bondage that you have, he is going to deliver you. So that's one of the things that you have to start believing, because you trust him and he's going to do that. That's what he says he will do. All right? So he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. So that means, you know, anyone that tried, the enemy tries to trap you in any way or form, he's going to deliver you, so you're not going to be caught. So I mean, you can walk with assurance of knowing, having inside information, having the direction, having the protection. You see, you are under his shade. So you are knowing that you are there, and you are going to be able to walk through the things, the traps of the enemy, or the things that people try to put on you, or the devil tries to do with you. All right? And from the perilous pestilence, so, you know, sickness, anything that is dangerous, anything that is, you know, people are afraid of, is going to deliver you from that. So one of the results of going in that place is healing, wouldn't you say? Yes. That's what he's saying to us. So when we go there, you see, automatically his presence brings healing to our body. And this is just simply, you know, not even saying, you know, not saying that you had to even to ask. It says simply because of his presence, you know, it's enough to deliver you from this stuff. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 4. He shall cover up with his feather. See, the image here is again, you know, that of a bird, actually is of an eagle, like this, the song we sang before, you know, looking after the little eagle. Okay? And so you are under the feather, you see, just it sits on you. Okay? And looks after you. And it is not a little, you know, in this case, if it's an eagle, it's a pretty strong bird. Okay? So he's looking after you. He's using these images to give us assurance. All right? He shall deliver you from the... No, okay. Where am I? Verse 4. He shall cover you with his feather, and under his wing you shall take refuge. So you see, you go there. I mean, so... You shall take refuge. So the idea is when you aren't covered, you go and take refuge. You see, you can do something to get there. You don't need to stay outside the protection. See, that's what the problem happens often. People get busy. People get doing things. They get distracted. They do the other things instead of really coming into the presence of God. And they say, you know, why this happened to me? Well, how much time did you take to get yourself under protection? That makes the difference. So, you know, it's much better to be protected and not to get in trouble than trying to fix it once you are in trouble already, because you neglected to go into the presence of God and to be in the place where your protection is. So you want to be always under his protection. The longer you are there, the fewer problems you're going to have. Not only that, but, you know, his direction is going to show you how not to get in places where there is no protection. Okay. See, many times we put ourselves at arm's length with the enemy because we are not wise enough to make the right choices. Anyway, that's for another day. Okay, where am I? Yeah. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You know, the buckler is the coat of mail, you know, the one that you know, in the old times they were wearing. Okay, so the metal thing. So, you know, the shield, you know, are all things that protects you from the enemy as attack, any type of enemy. So, and says his truth is going to do that. What does it mean? What's the truth? The truth is nothing else than the word of God that we receive. So we had to receive the word. See, the truth is not going to be there if you don't know anything about this word, this Bible. We need to go to the Bible and receive the word, the written word, as a starting point. But there is more than that. His word is not just the logos, which is the written word, is the rhema as well, which is the spoken word, is the word when God speaks to us and gives us inside information. So there are two aspects of that. His truth, you see, he brings to us the truth. Revelation is nothing else than rhema. Our revelation, the things that when we, you know, we are in a situation and the Lord speaks to us and gives us the little bit of information that we need to deal with it at that particular moment. And if we keep our eyes and our ears open, he will do that, and we are going to be able to pick it up. If we are so caught up by the things we are doing, probably we are too busy to hear him. So we want to make sure that we have the truth in us to be able to work, because even, you know, is the truth that we have received, that means we have to put it in. We had to go to the word before to have the truth inside to protect us. Otherwise, we have nothing to protect us, and we are just no reference point. Okay? All right. So, continue. So, there is this is, so the first part, you know, that produces being going into the presence is a supernatural deliverance and protection. By itself, that would be already a good deal, wouldn't you say? Yeah. I mean, you know that you're not going to be caught by surprise. You know that you're going to be protected. You're looking after you, and he's going to take care of all the different areas that we see. But, you know, the important thing that we get here is that we need the truth to be able to have this kind of thing. And when we know the truth and we go before him to have a time by ourselves with him, then these things are going to be manifested. Okay, you can, if you take notes, you know, write it down, because it's a supernatural deliverance and protection that we can expect from God as we go before him. That's the number one. The number two things is, we're going to see verse 5. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You see, one of the things that's going to happen is because you are going to be confident about your situation. You're not going to have fear. Amen? Somebody can go. All right. You're not going to be afraid. You're not going to be afraid by the terror that happened by night. That means, you know, for things that you that you don't know they're coming. People, you know, one of the fears that everybody has is the unknown. Well, when you start being confident, you are not going to be afraid of the unknown. Okay, well, there are many other scriptures showing that, but this is, you know, it's a summary. That's why this psalm is so good, because it condenses everything that we can expect from God. And there is so much stuff there that if we don't get excited, we have a problem. Amen? Amen. All right. Verse 6. Not the terror by night, nor the arrow by day. you know, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that walks, that lay waste at noonday. So the idea is, no matter what the time, you know, and there are some, according to the rabbi, you know, there were different angels or different spirit operating at different time. It doesn't matter. You know, the idea is, you know that you are going to be taken care of. That's all you need to know. Okay. And then goes on, says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near you. So you see here, is that means, you know, that when the situation is bad, today the situation is bad. Here, quite likely, he was referring to when you are in battle. Okay. And people are killing each other all around you. And you said, 1,000 fall at your right hand, 10,000, it won't touch you. It won't even come close to you. So you see, you don't have fear of what's going on in the world. Now today, the way the situation is getting worse and worse. We need that more and more. And so that, you know, it comes the time when the hearts of people will melt for fear of the situation. That's what it says in the Bible. Well, we don't need to be that way. We can be assured. We have no fear because we know we are under protection. And when we are not feeling that we are not under protection, the only thing we have to do is to go there. We know where to go. See, it's our fortress, the place we run to. So when we run to that, our fear is gone. We just change. You see, one of the impact of praying with the Lord is that the situation changes around us, and it starts with the inside. And fear is one of the things that, you know, is affecting us in many ways. So, 1,000, so not even when you are surrounded in the UCM, the end time or whatever, you are going to be afraid. Okay, verse 8. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked. So you see, you just become an observer of the mess that is around you. I mean, that means untouched. Right. Hallelujah. Can you see, you know, I mean, you see the destruction all around you, and you are there solid in your position because you know that you are under His protection. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. You know, do you think that we need something like that? Do you think that anybody would say, you know, I don't care? I know if they know what they can get, they will certainly do something about it. Okay? You know, this is not the only place it says something like that. You know, for example, in Proverbs 3:5, it's really trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So, you know, you get inside information to know what to do. Okay? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.